the Egypt-Uganda episode, from central bank decisions to changes on the stock exchange, from over 1,300 cities and 130 countries. We bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ruth Adong. For more, follow us on the K Financial News on Twitter, and you can find me at Ruth Adong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital. Did you know that you can get up to 10.4% on your franc investment if you invest with the Aguk Fund? For more details, please visit www.bkcapital.rw. Uganda's President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni is calling for increased information sharing. The president says there is little understanding of trade needs and opportunities available because countries are operating in silos. In this episode, we capture his sentiments on what Uganda needs from the Global Gateway.
Partly answering the issue of wealth creation. But even Adam Smith and the others had not seen another question. And that's why in 1929, the capital system collapsed in Europe. What was the problem? The problem was the issue of aggregate demand. If you produce products but nobody buys or not enough people buy, then you get into a crisis. So this now woke up people, thinkers, to know that it's not only the production of the goods and services, it is also the question of demand, of the buyers. So therefore, the first element of business is produce a good or a service, and secondly, to have a consumer who has got money in his pocket. In 1965, when I was in Form 5, we had a British teacher, he was called Simmons. He came and wrote on the blackboard, and he said, want plus ability to pay equals demand. If you have got a need for a product, and you have got the ability to pay for it, purchasing power, then equals the demand. If you only have want, but no ability to pay, then it's not a demand. It is wishes. So the second element of successful business is consumers who have got the ability to pay for the products. Now the third element is infrastructure. Infrastructure to link the producer of the good and the service and the consumer. That is like transport, communication, and so on. That's part of that infrastructure. But also infrastructure to enable the production of the goods and the services. That is electricity and so on. So that's the second, refrigeration, storage, and all that. These are the three elements that will help us to do business. But as I said, if you talk of consumers, you must also talk of the purchasing power. What ability do they have to buy, to purchase what is produced? Now, the lack of dialogue in the world is part of the problem. And I really would like to, through the ambassadors here of Europe, to encourage them to tell their governments to engage in serious dialogue. All of us, we are here, we know what we are doing, and we are ready for dialogue. But we need dialogue, not just running around and misusing opportunities. As His Excellency, the Ambassador of the European Union said, we had a huge meeting here a few weeks ago. The non-aligned movement.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Gold surged to a new record high of $12,146 an ounce on Wednesday after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, in prepared remarks ahead of his congressional testimony, said the central bank expects to reduce its benchmark interest rate later this year. Powell indicated that a rate cut could happen sometime this year, but only when there is more confidence that inflation is steadily moving towards a 2% target. In other news, U.S. private payrolls rose by 140K in February, slightly lower than expected. The EGX 30, the benchmark stock index in Egypt, soared almost 5% to a record high level of 32,150 on March 6th after the Central Bank of Egypt unexpectedly lifted interest rates by a jumbo 600 basis points and allowed the flotation of the Egyptian pound. Borrowing costs are now at record highs, with the overnight lending rate at 28.25%, an overnight deposit rate at 27.25%. Also, the central bank will now allow the exchange rate to be set by the market, with the pound weakening sharply to approach 50 per US dollar level. The move will probably meet the IMF loan demands, and on the corporate front, lenders are among the top performers. The Egyptian pound has touched nearly 50 per US dollar threshold for the first time as Cairo undertakes its fourth devaluation of the currency since early 2022, following an unexpected move by the country's central bank to increase interest rates by 600 basis points. The overnight lending rate has now risen to 28.25, with the overnight deposit rate at 27.25. This move is aimed at expediting monetary tightening to hasten the disinflation trajectory and achieve a reduction in underlying inflation, as authorities are keen on addressing the acute shortage of hard currency and securing multi-billion dollar loan from the International Monetary Fund. And a quick trip around Africa. The Bank of Uganda lifted its benchmark interest rate by 50 basis points to 10% during a special meeting on March 6, 2024, bringing borrowing costs to their highest since July of 2023, citing inflationary pressures and the depreciation of the currency. The annual inflation rate in Uganda rose for a second month to a six-month high of 3.4% in February, up from 2.8% the prior month, but below market forecast of 4%. The shilling is down about 3% against the dollar so far this year after hitting an all-time low of 3,955 per US dollar last month. The Central Bank of Egypt raised its interest rates by 600 basis points during an unscheduled meeting on March 6th of 2024, pushing the key overnight deposit rate to a record 27.25 and the overnight lending rate to 28.25, also an all-time high. The decision, which follows a 200 basis points hike in February, aims to accelerate the monetary tightening process in order to fast-track disinflation and ensure a decline in underlying inflation. The central bank also noted that the latest tightening brings the monetary stance to a sufficient restrictive level to anchor inflation expectations and will be maintained for as long as necessary to achieve the desired disinflation course. Inflation in Egypt remains elevated at 29.8%, and the central bank expects it to remain well above the 7% target this year. Also, the Egyptian economy has been recently hit by foreign exchange shortages, resulting in the existence of parallel exchange rate market and constraining economic growth. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial. And you can find me at Withadong.